Welcome to the Daily VFN Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
I'm Greg Lancaster. Joining me is Pat and John. Man, this is exciting to know. Here we are in the extra hour.
Yes, we are.
The second hour. So glad we were in the extra hour, Mr. Producer Man.
Mr. Producer Man.
Keep talking to me, you know. Like,
I know.
You know, trying to listen and stuff.
I'm just saying. I've been so excited about what we're going to talk about personal transformation. And this is what I'm seeing. I'm seeing in my spirit national transformation that begins with personal transformation, and it's totally outside your religious paradigm. So it doesn't cost you a dime. It don't cost you any methodologies, and it doesn't cost you, according to what George Barner says, $1.3 million per baptized believer.
Come on now.
But it's transformation. I mean, it's exciting. We'll be talking about that. But understand that he didn't leave us an expectation without knowing how to do it. He's left us with his spirit. Jesus has left us with the spirit. And as we make Jesus the Lord of our life, if we make him the Lord of our life, we begin to understand as we behold him, as we spend time with him, we are transformed into his image, into his likeness. And by the way, that is the goal. And think about it. You look at all the crazy stuff going on today. Mm-hmm. You look at what's taking place in the church, or not taking place in the church, or what is taking place in the church. You look at society, you look at the family, you look at the world and uproar of the economy. And I have a personal plan for you to begin a transformation that I'm going to share with you. You can personally, in 1 year's time, you can affect between 3,000 and 100,000 people for God, for transformation. Let me share it with you. You know, the very specific thing that the Lord did, as we share often, is that he came to transform us. He came to take us out of a sinful state and to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from all righteousness. But he says then, you know, he says that we are to become his disciple. Mm-hmm. We're to be transformed. The way that we do things or did things, we transform that, we begin to do them differently. I like what Paul said. You know, Paul said, and he's writing to the church in Rome, and it's in Romans 12, chapter 12, verse 1 and 2, he says, therefore, I urge you, brothers, and this, we're talking to the church here, we're not talking to the world. I urge you, brothers, in view of God's mercy, thank God for your mercy.
Yes.
In view of God's mercy, offer your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. This is your spiritual act of worship. And so think about it. How do we worship God? Some people like to sing. Some people like to say that they worship God. But the truth is, we worship God through obedience. We obey him. That's why he says, offer your body as a living sacrifice. Right. So if your body wants to go right, but God says it needs to go left, when you go left and you don't go right with the right attitude in your heart, you just worship God. You worship God. But the second part of that in verse 2, he says, do not conform any longer to the patterns of this world. He didn't say do not conform for a few weeks, you know, conform for a while, and then every now and then don't conform, you know. Well, he says very specifically, do not conform any longer to the patterns of this world, but be transformed. Think about that. By the renewing of your mind, then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, what his good, pleasing, and perfect will is. Think about it. He says, don't even conform any longer, but then he says, be transformed. And that word transform in the Greek, the word means metamorphosis. Literally go like a caterpillar would go into a cocoon and go through a metamorphosis inside the cocoon, and it would come out a butterfly. It's not a caterpillar anymore. Mm-hmm. It's a butterfly. And we're born again, when we give our lives to the Lord, we cannot stop short of metamorphosis. We cannot stop this side of transformation. We are called, Jesus said, go preach this good news, and those who believe, baptize, then teach them to obey. everything. In other words, let them be transformed, transform them, their way of doing things. And so you look at what's happening right now. You have a church in America that is, it's stopped on the left side of transformation. It's tried to transform others. It's tried to transform the political parties. It tried to transform their communities, their business sectors. But they didn't start with personal transformation. It's not us. It's God transforming us by what he says and what his word is. You know, he says that my sheep know my voice and they follow none other. So think about this. So then it's obviously not about political transformation, you know, and it's not about, you know, economic transformation. Is that when we begin to look at what God says in his word, we transform ourselves by God's grace and the empowerment of his spirit into beginning to do things God's way. He says very specifically, he said, if you follow my teachings, then you really, look at that word, really, really are my disciple. What does that mean? Is that you're not following his teachings and you're not his disciple. If you follow my teachings, then you're really my disciple and you'll know the truth and the truth will set you free. So how can we be set free from where we are today? It's through transformation. It's through spending time with God. And we talk about it quite often. And you could find out more about abiding at iabide.org. But through a simple abiding plan, you can begin to transform this nation, but it starts with you. But the definition, how we define abiding is, we describe as abiding as spending time with God regularly, reading his word, the Bible, hiding his word in our heart, which is memorization. Keeping it, thy word hath hidden my heart that I would not sin against you. We don't know it's sin unless we have the word. Then communicating with God, praying and listening, talking to God and listening, then obey what he says or impresses on you to do. It's a simple thing. I mean, he tells us very specifically in John 15, 4 through 5, he says, you know, remain, and that's the word abide. Remain in Jesus. And Jesus will remain or abide in you. No branch can bear fruit by itself. It must remain or abide in the vine. Neither can you bear fruit unless you abide or remain in Jesus. I am the vine, you are the branches. If a man remains or abides in me, or abides in Jesus, and Jesus in him, he will bear much fruit. But apart from Jesus, apart from abiding in him, you can do nothing. We can be religious. We can come up with all kind of conservative parties. We can, you know, come up with our schemes and plans and philosophies. But it boils down to simplicity. This is what blew the Pharisees away. Was they didn't understand how God could use a simple fisherman. But he says they took notice that they've been with Jesus. They abided with Jesus, and they knew this. And this is how we'll transform America. This is how we'll transform. This is how you'll transform your family. This is how you transform your church gathering. This is how the church grows and builds itself up. And think about this. Understanding then transformation is leaving God, the world's way of doing things and our way of doing things and transforming ourselves to God's way of doing things. And he tells us that we cannot do this unless we abide with him. So just begin to abide. You alone, all by yourself. Not thinking about anybody else, not talking about anybody else. You know, first take a 6-week challenge. They say it takes, you know, 40 days to build a habit. You know, take a 6-week challenge and say, you know what? I'm going to believe that God's going to begin to transform me all by yourself. You're not trying to transform your wife. You're not trying to transform your husband. You're not trying to transform your children. You're not trying to manipulate. This is you. You know, no agenda, you and God. And begin to abide with him, you know, daily for 6 weeks. Not 6 weeks in one day. Just say, I'm going to make a 6-week commitment to begin to abide. Why? Because if I'm going to be transformed, he says, we can do nothing outside of abiding with Jesus. So as I abide with him, as I hang around with Jesus and with the definition that I said about abiding, then all of a sudden, you know, I'm really his disciple. And the things begin to become known to me and they become revealed to me. He says, then you'll know the truth. And when that truth is revealed to you by God through your abiding relationship with Jesus Christ, then you're set free. Right. I mean, think how powerful that is.
It's the truth that you know that sets you free.
Exactly. This revealed to you.
Exactly.
It's revealed to you, and that comes with, you know, abiding with Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
And so here it is. So the first thing you did, you know, there's 300 some odd million people in America, but you're not thinking about them. There's, you know, a couple political parties, you're not thinking about them. There's 7 trillion denominations and non-denominations and different gatherings, you know, all kinds of, you know, you're not thinking about them. You're just saying it's all about you and God.
Mm-hmm.
And so what do? Well, you can find this abiding plan at iabide.org. I'm going to share a little bit of it with you. It's very simple. You need to first commit to it. I'm going to do it for 6 weeks. And then you got to decide when you're going to do it. You need to do it daily. You need to have the same time each day that you do it.
Mm-hmm.
A certain place, the very same place that you do it. A plan, and of course, we could talk about a plan right now. You know, what are you going to do? And then a goal, be very specific. And the goal would be, as we're talking about, you know, saving America, is personal transformation, you being transformed.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you do this, part of the plan is a simple abiding plan where you use a simple journal, a blank journal, and we have at iabide.org. I mean, we have a video for you to show you how to do it, every step of it, testimonies. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's all there for you, but mm-hmm. I'm just telling you about it. And so whether you're in a gathering of 5,000 people on a weekly or whether you're in a gathering of 2 or 3, and this is how you start. Then after you finish your 6 weeks, and of course, when you're abiding, you're going to write down every day the word that you're hiding in your heart. Remember, because part of abiding is you're hiding this word in your heart. And write it down for an entire week, that same scripture.
Mm-hmm.
And got some clues on how to do that. If you have difficulty with memorization, I talk about that at iabide.org. But and then you begin to read the word, read the scripture that day, you know, and stay consistent in where you are in your reading. And ask God, say, God, speak to me. Speak to me today. And all of a sudden, something will just jump off the page. Something will just stick out. Stop right there. Don't go any further. And write that down. And there's a way to do this. We have it there at iabide.org. And then ask this question. If you write down what jumped off to you in the scriptures, mm-hmm. or what God spoke to you, say, God, what are you saying to me about me? Not what are you saying to me about the world? What are you saying to me about my wife or my husband or my children? You know, what are you saying to me about me? And then whatever it is, you know, put that down.
Mm-hmm.
And then begin to pray, you know, what action does God want you to take over that? What's he mm-hmm. saying? What's he impressing on you to do?
Mm-hmm.
And then the next week, which will be your second week of 6 weeks, you have a new verse that you write down every day for 7 days, and you're committing that to memorization. You're letting it wash over you and transform you. Because he says, be transformed. Do not conform any longer to the patterns of this world. And you're finding out, you're abiding, spending time in God's way of doing things, the new way. You're in mm-hmm. the Word. So it's just really cool. So you finish that 6 weeks at this particular time, then you begin to pray and ask God, God, of all the people I know, if it's people in your present church gathering, it could be people in your workplace, I don't know who it is, but you find, you know, 3 to 5 people that you sit down with them, tell them about your experience and your personal abiding experience and what you've been doing for the last 6 weeks. And then challenge them to take the 6 week challenge.
Mm-hmm.
So now potentially you have 5 people that are doing what you did. It's pretty cool.
Right.
But then since you've already walked through that 6 weeks and you're going to continue to abide as now that you've been abiding. So they're in their 6 weeks while they're doing their 6 week challenge. You're abiding once it's complete for 12 weeks, right?
Right.
But mm-hmm. meet once a week. What you need to do is, hey, let's get up at the coffee shop. Let's go to Starbucks. Let's go to the library. You know, let's have lunch together once a week. And we also meet at a certain time. And we come together, we will be able to discuss or share what the Lord had been sharing with us that particular week. And it's pretty cool because, you see, let me tell you, that this is rethinking church.
Mm-hmm.
Think about it. The church is people.
Mm-hmm.
And you're looking now that if everybody's believers there, then you're looking at the church functioning. You know, it started with 1, and now it's 6, you know, if you found 5.
Mm-hmm.
In 6, the church is beginning to grow. The kingdom's beginning to expand. Disciples are beginning to come forth, right? Because you're following mm-hmm. the teaching. So when you come together once a week, you know, pray together. Then say, you know, I pick one thing that God shared with you this week and share it. Everybody gets a chance to share what stood out the most to them. Mm-hmm. You share your memory verse and you share what stood, this revelation, because people begin to get revelation. I mean, all ages are hearing from God. And then you pray together and then you leave. And so mm-hmm. once a week, you come together with those few people that you challenge to do the same thing that you've done already. And at the end of these 12 weeks, then, you ask the question to the group in your last meeting, the church gathering that you have there. Hey, this is pretty cool. It's not as mm-hmm. hard as religion has made it out to be. Mm-hmm. You want to keep meeting every week? And you'll be surprised. And the ones that say yes, then you continue. You know what you just did? You begin to form a gathering, a church gathering. And now what do? You continue doing what you just did. Each of you go out and you challenge 3 to 5 other people to take the 6-week challenge. And mm-hmm. what happens? Another small group, mm-hmm. another church gathering begins to birth, and another one, and another one, and another one. And just think about it. There's there's what? How many weeks in a year? 52 weeks?
52. Mm-hmm.
That means there is 8 6-weeks in a year. You know, if you divide mm-hmm. 52 by 6, you get 8 point whatever. Mm-hmm. So that means you have 8 opportunities to have 8 challenges in a year. So let's just say, for example, you said, this is pathetic, what's going on in society. You know, we've been doing, you could be go get a church gathering. It's like, what are we doing? We've been doing this same thing for 10 years and we're not mm-hmm. doing anything else. And we don't know each other. We don't even hear God's voice. And instead of blaming everybody and pointing your finger, just say, you know what? I'm going to begin to take that challenge myself. I'm going to go to iabide.org. I'm going to get the simple plan, and I'm going to do it for 6 weeks. And then you say, you know what? After that 6 weeks, I'm going to go out and find 5 people. I'm going to challenge them. I might have to talk to 8 to get 5, mm-hmm. but to personally challenge them, to transform them. Listen, you will never be the same. When you spend 6 weeks with God, you'll never be the same. And you won't want anything else. This is all you'll want. You'll want to spend time with him.
Right.
And after that 12 weeks, right, because you have your 6 weeks of your challenge and the 12 weeks, then the 5 of you ask the very same thing. Go out and challenge 5 other people. And keep your core group as you're gathering once a week, because you've built this relationship with God and each other, and then help them do the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
If you do this for 8 consecutive sets of 6 weeks, in 1 year, you would have reached 97,656 people, introduced them to the voice of God, taught them how to relate to God and to obey God and to please God and to be transformed from the patterns of this world.
Mm. Wow.
And so often people look at 100,000 people and they think, that's just overwhelming. Well, it's overwhelming if you're planning on being God.
Yeah.
But if you introduce people to God instead of yourself or your organization or your denomination or your church building, and if you introduce them to God,
mm-hmm.
then God handles it. Wow. God handles it.
Right.
The stadiums that we see prophetically in the future that God has shown me is filled with people who are hearing his voice, who abide with God.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just some undisconnected a celebration thing. It's no, these are people hearing from God. So no matter where you put them, no matter what you take away from them, they got God and they got their Bible and they have a blank journal.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Think about it. Just you starting for 6 weeks. That's one person for 6 weeks. Then you finding 5 other people to give a challenge after you've done your 6 weeks. You know, you've at that point, you know, you've reached 6, but it's exponential transformation. This is called exponential transformation, because when those 5 go out and find 5, that's 25 that they find. And when those 25 finish their 6-week challenge and they go out and find 5, that's 125. And when those 125 finish their 6 weeks and they go out and find 5, that's 625 human beings that are being led to the abiding voice of the Lord. And when those 625 finish their 6 weeks and they go out and they begin to pray, God, lead me to the people that you want to be abiding with you, then that's 3,125 people in 36 weeks.
Mm.
Wow.
I mean, if you only did half of that, I mean, think about it. If you spent your first week in personal transformation and begin to abide with God, and you just go out and find 3 people,
mm-hmm.
just 3 people, at the end of 1 year, this continuing on, you would have brought 3,279 people into an abiding relationship with God where they can hear his voice, that they know how to spend time with God. They know how to, and they're personally transforming. They're personally transforming others by bringing them to an abiding relationship with Jesus Christ. What is happening? What's happening is the church is beginning to be the church.
Mm-hmm.
And you're seeing all these gatherings form, or you may call them small groups or whatever, but you're looking, since the church is people, you're looking at all these different church births that are taking place. So in a crowd of 5,000 people, for example, you know, it could be a whole bunch of church gatherings in that, the people that know God and know each other, no matter where you are.
Mm-hmm.
It
uh-huh.
means that the church can be persecuted and scattered, but because you have personal relationship with God and each other, it's still functioning.
Right.
It's still functioning. It begins, you're not going to transform anybody and anything by blaming them and accusing them and never even start to begin to. Transformation begins with you. It begins with you. And I'm talking about exponential transformation.
Mm-hmm.
I'm talking about exponentially transforming yourself, starting with you, and then begin to transform your nation one man at a time,
mm-hmm.
one woman at a time. Mm-hmm. And think about it. Just in a simple scenario of that, that at the end of, you know, a year, when you're looking at five, you can take 97,000 and 100,000 basically and divide it by five. And that's how many church births that's happened, that's took mm-hmm. place.
Wow.
Think about it.
Wow.
You think about John G. Lake. John G. Lake started 5,000 churches in Africa during his ministry. 5,000 churches. And if you introduce them to your ideas, your concepts, and your philosophies, and you don't introduce them to God, this is impossible.
Mm-hmm.
But if you introduce them to Jesus Christ and how to abide with him and to hear his voice, you can transform a nation.
Wow.
But it begins with you. Because what's going to happen, and you begin your 6 weeks of abiding with the Lord, you're not going to be the same person anymore at the end of 6 weeks.
Mm-mm.
You're not going to see God in the same way. You're going to be so amazed at how he has an answer for each and everything in your life and where you're going and what you're doing. People are going to begin to notice there's a difference in you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, religion's going to be broken off of you, mm-hmm. and relationships going to be birthed in you. The simplicity and the joy of knowing Jesus Christ is going to come real to you like never before. And by the time you're talking to others about the 6 week challenge, you were so on fire because you realize you want them to have the same Jesus that you spent time with, that you got to know during your own personal 6 weeks. Listen, they're going to want what you got.
That's right.
They're going to take notice that you've been with Jesus. And this is like a fire. It begins to be spread across the land. Think about it. This is what the disciples said. They said, when Jesus was talking to them, he says, did not your hearts burn?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And a fire, you want to start a fire in men's heart. That is the voice of the Lord speaking to them, and a fire that spreads across this land. Exponential transformation. We can transform this nation one man at a time. That's so important, because when you think about this, that we've been trying to transform this nation in every way except dealing with ourselves. So I want to challenge you. I want to challenge you today. Today, saying, I am Josiah. I will start with me. I will lay my life down before you, Jesus. I will be a follower of you. I will abide with you. I understand everything I've been trying to do apart from you is fruitless. But if I abide with you, then I will be fruitful. And that's what you expected us to do, is to be fruitful, to bear fruit, showing ourselves to be your disciple. I'll take this 6 week challenge, and I won't think about no one but you, Jesus. I won't think about the projections of reaching 100,000 folks. I won't think about transforming this nation. I will just say, dear God, transform me. I want to know you. I want to hear your voice. I don't want to be the same anymore after this 6 weeks. Transform me. And just relax, because he's the one that led you to hear this and to see this. He's the one that led you to the potential or probability of abiding with him. He's left the choice with you, will you? And at the end of the 6 weeks, without you even thinking about it, he'll begin to tell you, now that you're following me, now that you're listening to me, now that you're abiding with me, I want you to go. I want you to go and share what I've done in your life with others. And you'll be so pumped, because this is what you want to do. And what I just shared with you, You'll be amazed at how many people will be fundamentally transformed when they start with personal transformation with their abiding relationship with Jesus Christ. If that's you, I want you to go to iabide.org. That's iabide.org. I mean, you heard about iPhones and iPods and iWhatevers, iNotes. This is iabide.org, because apart from abiding in Him, we can do nothing. But imagine, you're going to get hopeful. You're going to get a vision. You're going to begin to see, my goodness, this is the book of Acts. When people begin to hang out with Jesus and abide with Jesus, I mean, He had 12 that abided with Him, and then all of a sudden He went to go be with the Father, and those 12, after they replaced the one, boom, transformed the world as we know it because God was with them. They took notice. Wouldn't you want people to take notice that you've been with God? Well, if you do, you got to be with Him. And you do that by abiding with Him. I encourage you now to begin by personal transformation and say, God, here I am. Use me to transform this nation one man at a time.
Don't forget to visit our sponsors. We want to give a special shout out to all of our sponsors and underwriters. Go to VFNTV.com. We have all of their information for you to contact them. Do so today. Don't forget about Blue Angel Hot Tub, Pool, and Spa in Pensacola. They ship nationwide, and they can take care of all of your hot tub and pool needs. Also in Pensacola, The Coffee House. Oh, my goodness. Rayona. Listen, fresh sandwiches, fresh coffee.
Nice leather couches.
Come on, a fireplace. They've got
Wi-Fi.
And no fire, right? They've got it all. Visit Rayona today at The Coffee House, Navy Boulevard, Pensacola. And also, the $50 Eye Guy. All of your glasses for practical and fashionable needs. Contact the $50 Eye Guy in Pensacola, across from Home Depot. We want to thank all of our sponsors today.
Well, you know, John, it's so important. If you want to stand with us, one way to do that is to shop with our sponsors and tell them, thank you. Drink their coffee, eat their food, get your car fixed there. Everything that you can do, do it. Find out at VFNTV.com.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
You know, every one of us go through times in our life where it just seems hopeless. As a matter of fact, I remember watching young people who had on their windshields with vinyl lettering. The words were hopeless. I couldn't believe that. Why would you put that? Don't put that on your, you know, and I can understand. Maybe it's a cry of your heart. You're going, listen, I need hope. Well, I got news for you that right now on your on VFNTV.com or on your VFNTV app, and you can find it by going to your browser and type in VFNTV.com, and it'll lead you through the steps to be able to have it on your iPhone or your mobile device or your iPad or iPod or your all the wonderful stuff that they have out there. And so, but with that, you can get hope, because you got to understand that, you know, when you think about Abraham, against all hope, in hope, he still believed. It's okay. A lot of times we're looking and said, okay, I've looked at the evidence. I looked at my inabilities. I looked at my finances. I looked at my relationship. I looked at what everybody's saying about me. I've looked at all these different things. But you can do that. You can look at your reality. It's okay in God to look at your reality. And in the natural sense, it ain't going to happen.
Right.
But you still can have hope against that hope, but it's a different hope. It's called faith. It says, now faith is being sure of what you hope for and certain of what you don't see. And it's hope. It's that kind of hope. You know, inside of me, it hasn't manifested yet, but what I'm believing God for is going to come to pass. And, you know, and I have a dream. I literally have a dream that God is going to pour out a third great awakening. I know, obviously, you know, that, you know, the church is going to have to be, you know, in agreement with what God is saying. But I'm just believing you. That's why we're on VFN TV and VFN Radio, to be able to talk to you and encourage you. Listen, it's God's got good plans in store for you. Good plans in store for you. And I have a dream.
You're listening to VFN Radio, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light. With your host, Greg Lancaster.
I'm Greg Lancaster. Joining me is Pat and John. If you haven't yet heard the first part of the second hour about personal transformation, we'll begin national transformation, potentially transform this nation, by starting with personal transformation, transforming America one man at a time. You need to be able to hear this. Talk to me, man,
yes,
about this hub state, because Chuck Pierce talked about there'd be certain hub states in America that will stand up for God and the regional founding father's intention, God's intention for this nation. And one of those states is Alabama. What was it like?
Yes.
When I want to give a big shout out to all of our Alabama listeners and viewers and Christian Television Network and the radio.
My goodness, Alabama, I had such a good time. I ran into so many believers and so many awesome encounters. It was really refreshing. You know, I went into one place that was a monogram company, and this young lady, she has so much business she doesn't know what to do with.
Wow.
And they're just thanking the Lord while they're in the business. They're saying, oh, Lord, help me, remind me. And they're just dependent upon God, and she was totally blown away, you know. Mm-hmm. I went into another business, and I got a chance to meet they had cupcakes. It was a bakery. So
that was so cool. Yeah.
I walk in, and the young lady behind the counter says, would you like a cupcake? And I said, well, these are, okay, you know, cool. She says, well, they're free. You just make a donation. I said, excuse me, they're free? She says, yeah, these are cupcakes for life. And so she pointed me to this thing on the counter, and it says, why cupcakes? Because every baby deserves a birthday.
Is that beautiful? Wow. Each of the cupcakes are a birthday cake.
That's beautiful.
Yeah. Cupcakes were designed with birthdays in mind. However, not everyone has been allowed to be born.
Oh.
In fact, one in three children will never celebrate their first birthday due to abortion.
Mm. Wow.
We thought we would schedule a day to remember the children who never get to blow out the candles and unwrap their gifts or eat some cake.
Hey, what is their address over there so people can go get it? They have a website?
They do. Actually, I'm trying to get that information for you now. It's pulseprolife.com. And there's an acronym.
P-O-S-T?
P-U-L-S-E.
Pulsed.
Pulse. P-U-L-S-E, prolife.com.
Oh, pulse, like taking your pulse.
Get your pulse. And it's an acronym for something. And we're going to make sure that we make this available for you.
On the torch, yeah.
Yeah, on the torch.
That's brilliant.
Yeah, it was awesome.
That needs to catch on. That is, you know, because I thought about all these other ways to be able to get the story out, because 55+ million children didn't have a birthday.
Yeah.
And in this world, but they did in God's eyes.
Yeah.
And so that's better than the ways I was thinking about.
Oh, it's awesome.
You know,
man.
And what do they do with the funds?
Well, they go to support young ladies and women that are considering having an abortion. They have a bunch of resources. In fact, it was such a divine encounter. I was able to speak with the owner and the lady that runs the ministry. Her name is Jennifer Lopez with a S. And she has a ministry, her and her husband, called The Most Excellent Way. We're hoping to have an interview. I got a chance to talk with Jennifer. She is excited about talking to our VFN radio listeners and viewers on the Gulf Coast. She wrote a book called The God of Gray Areas, Learning to See the Light of Heaven in Everyday Life. She has a passion for the unborn and really doing everything we can to help preserve life. I mean, she's a fascinating lady. Looking forward to bringing that interview to you. But it was really awesome. You go in, you make a donation. They're on Tanner Road in Mobile,
Alabama.
Makes
me want cupcakes, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man, coffee. She goes, do you want? I said, sure. I said, I don't want the cupcake, but let me give you something. And
I can't wait to all of our other listeners, as they're hearing right now, that, you know, maybe God's going to stir your heart for maybe calling them up and finding out how you can stand as well for life. What a way to stand for life. Baking cupcakes and being able to finance, and you could send, I guess we could send them the proceeds, and
absolutely,
then they can, you can do this in high schools, you can do this in your neighborhoods, you can do this with your church gathering, wherever, and it's like, this is for life. And it makes a huge statement, because unlike me, a lot of people really love to be celebrated for their birthdays and all that.
I mean, they really do.
It's like, it's all about me. You know, and people like to be stared at and sung things, and big fire in front, set in front of them. You know, it wasn't a fire when I started, but now that I'm getting a little bit older, it's like flaming torch in your face.
Inferno.
You know? All my hair was singed. That's just beautiful.
Isn't that awesome?
I just pray the Lord would bless them and encourage you. Contact them and let them know. Let them know how awesome that is, what they're doing in the light of God and what's going on. It makes me think about,
you know, Pastor Evita King and how she's standing for life. We have to stand for life. Dear God, end abortion, send revival.
Yes.
And it just, we love our Alabama listeners. And I'm glad you got a chance to go spend some time with our audience on the Emerald Coast and the Alabama area out there.
And also in Mississippi. Also in Mississippi. I had a chance to meet a young lady that lives in Mississippi. Mm-hmm. And wonderful. She's wanting to start a new clothing line.
You might want to share. She might want to get a nailed down business plan before you say it out loud, because somebody else might pick it up.
Oh yeah, well, listen. Yeah, there's
clothing line.
There's a clothing line that's coming.
Oh yeah.
And I we want to share it with you.
Yes.
17-year-old young
lady
who loves
it's
God.
Brilliant.
And I know.
And we're looking forward to telling people about it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But I can't tell you now. We won't mess up her business plan. Because people might, you know, hey, it's not a vision.
So
that's
good.
A graven image. Somebody will take her plans and stuff. But
it's
that's,
so good, we can't even share it now.
Yeah, it really is. But once she's got it nailed down and got her plan written and got her incorporated areas and secured, we want to tell everybody, this is so important what you're doing.
Mm.
So important what you're doing. And this is part of it. That's why you see us working together, all of us working together in every aspect of who we are. And we're trying to orchestrate that at VFN TV and the Data Radio program by showing, you know, godly business owners and Christians and pastors and believers and workers and employees and all of us going, listen, we love God and we're standing up. We are being the light of the world. And without our business sponsors and without our partners who partner with us on a financial basis every single month, you know, we wouldn't be able to be here.
That's right.
And if you want to join us, you want to help us promote godly businesses like this, I mean, this is what we want to do. I really have this deep desire, and I've always done this in my life, but now we can do take your business around the world.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
And just have integrity over your business. Lay down some guidelines. Abide with God over your business and let him lead you through it and do what's right in the context of that and trust God to give you the increase. And we want to be able to just let the world know about your company and your business. We want you to succeed. Mm-hmm. We want you to employ thousands of folks, you know.
Right.
And America was built off of the blessings of God and the entrepreneurial mindsets of most people are employed by small businesses.
Mm-hmm.
And these very rules and regulations that are coming out right now, which are oppressive, and they're oppressive because we haven't been the light.
Yeah,
we can't. You have to understand the answer to this is us starting with a personal transformation, and that heaviness that's been taxing our way, you know, not taxiing, but taxing our way. That it will stop, and God will bring that repression back off of us, and it'll take businesses like hers and ministries like the ones that we talk about, and the Christian mechanics, and the ones who are in the family entertainment and all that are standing out there like Cordova Lanes and all the different ones that stand up. It's just we want to tell them, and God showed me this. You have to understand, God showed me you and your business, and he showed me the struggle that you're going in. He showed me that you're going through difficult times, but he also told me that if you will partner with the light, if you will join in as a partner with VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, by us standing for him together, for God and country in that order, and Israel, then your business will be blessed. He'll just tell you. He'll let you know you need to do this, then you need to do this, and he'll give you divine strategy. He's not going to drop you business success out of heaven, but he is going to share with you and tell you what you need to do next.
That's
for example, I think about one particular businessman that he had a gas station, and he was struggling, and he got a car wash put into his gas stations, and he still was struggling. He was selling the gas, and he was selling the car washes. And all of a sudden, as he was seeking the Lord told him, gave him a divine nugget, and the divine nugget was, and it shifted everything, was this: give away your car wash. Give it away. Don't sell your car wash. Give it away for a full tank of gas. And his sales went through the roof.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
But all it takes is one word from God. I mean, God can do this. God can say, listen, I want you to be here at this moment and this time, and I want you to have one billboard, and this is where I want your one billboard to be. And all of a sudden, the right man or woman passes that billboard, and they say, you know what? That's who I want to do business with. And all of a sudden, they got you sitting down at the interview table for Walmart thinking, can you make 400 million of these?
Yeah.
And since now you're broadening your horizon to the full body of Christ, it's not just in America, because we're only 5% of the population of the world, that you have a burden for the Chinese people. You have a burden for the Indian people. You have a burden for the folks that are laboring and doing things on behalf. And you say, you don't want to bless them financially. I want to bring them into the picture, and I'll let them build this. But if an American won't build it, then I'll build it. You know,
that's right.
And it's like, my goodness, We can supply the world with this.
Yeah.
And but that happens, by the way, with God.
Mm.
I mean, God began. I mean, the enemy will give you wealth. He'll give you things if you'll worship him. But there's nothing more precious than $1 million given to you from Lucifer and the followers of Lucifer, is a dollar given to you from the creator of the universe when you trusted him for it.
Mm-hmm.
When a client drives across state lines and said, you know what, I passed 15 people to sell your product or provide your service, but I saw that you stood with the light. I see that you stand for God and country and Israel, and I wanted to do business with you because I stand too. And I know by doing business with you, I'm actually in the Father's business because I got to be about the Father's business. I mean, I had to buy milk. I might as well buy it from you. I had to get my car fixed. I might as well get my car fixed with you. I was looking for something to do with my family. I might as well go bowling here at your Cordova Lanes. I realized that I wanted to stand up for this horrific abortion, against this abortion issue. I can just buy and promote the sale of cupcakes.
Yeah.
I mean, so I was like, wow, we're figuring this together, if we stand together. If we stand together, and we're all over the place, we're not just in some building we call the church, we're all over the place. The church is us, people. If we stand together and allow the Lord to lead us in an abiding relationship, not only can America be transformed, but the world could be transformed. So I encourage you today, if you have not yet visited our sponsors and our underwriters, go to VFNTV.com and visit them. Call them up. Email them. Let them know you appreciate. Shop with them. And if you want to become one, you can do it right there online at VFNTV.com. Follow the prompts and partner. You can also do this. You can actually say, you know what? I'm going to, for $5 a month, $25 a month, whatever dollars a month, every single month, I am going to sow towards the light. I'm going to sow towards this conversation because I want to stand before God and I want to face God every morning knowing that I'm not spending everything on me, but I'm offering up a light conversation that broadcasts around the world now. Thanks to all the different partners that we have out there. Thank you so much for partnering. Thank you so much to all of our present sponsors and underwriters. And thank you for those who are deciding now to become one. Go to VFNTV.com for more information.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
Here we are. Yes, VFN TV, the daily radio program, a network that God is building through your gifts. Amazing thing, because it can't be built by human hands. Things that God does cannot be built by human hands. So make sure that you join in and just offer up at VFNTV.com and sponsor and become an underwriter today. Listen, we are shining the light, keeping the conversation light on all who want to be in the light, who listen, our audience. That's right, VFNTV and the Daily Radio Program, a network that God is building through your love gift. Sponsor today, partner today, become an underwriter. Go to VFNTV.com and follow the prompts. So anyway, we didn't get to finish, John, about, we were talking, I guess it's Friday or something, that we were at the fair, and we're walking to the fair, and we decided to get...
Pat, you got to be careful about this.
I can't remember. It was so long ago, you know?
Oh, I remember.
Oh, you remember?
Yeah.
The we got on a zipper ride. All I know is that I just did what John said. Got on the zipper. And a zipper is like, it's like a straitjacket made from metal. Yeah, it's like a chair that you're just kind of strapped in, and they close the door, and there's two people in there, you know. So John and I are sitting in there, and it goes up and down. Have you ever seen a zipper ride? Maybe we could show you a zipper ride on the blog or something. And John was talking about, you know, be careful, you know, I get sick or something like that, you know. I mean, it's real difficult for me to be in movement and motion and stuff, and I don't have my Dramamine, so I forget what it was. No, I'm seriously, I mean, I just didn't think that, you know, that could happen. And so here we are. We're on this ride, and he spins us around. The guy flips us around.
Yeah. No, the guy's like, do you want to be flipped? I'm like, no, we just want to enjoy the ride.
flip. Of course, Greg's like, yeah, sir, flip us, spin us around. I'm like, are you kidding me? This thing is going way up, man.
I wanted to get my 25 cents worth. So we're flipping and flipping and flipping and flipping and flipping and flipping and flipping. And I said, isn't this fun? And then I looked over at you. And you were sweat beads were coming down your head. And we're locked in this straitjacket of metal. And I'm thinking, oh my goodness, this is not going to be good. This is not going to be good. It just dawned on me.
Yeah, that's going to do what, bro?
Yeah, right.
It's about to happen. I'm like, don't you shake this thing.
Stuff. It dawned on me that you were serious. I think, oh my goodness, he's about to woof his cookie in his straitjacket. And I'm thinking, oh man, of course I quit rocking it. But I'll never forget that look on your face, man. I'm thinking, oh my goodness.
And the rest of the night, remember that?
Oh my goodness, man. I'm thinking,
this could be the moment. This could be the moment.
Oh, I just really believed at that moment when I looked at you, you know, and you were pale face and sweat beads coming down. I'm thinking, it's not going to be good. So I want to encourage you that when you are hearing somebody saying, you know, this could happen or that can happen,
it can happen.
I just want to thank God right now. I just want to thank God for retaining all that junk food you eat out there.
Yeah, exactly. Because
we never did see it. It just wrote an invitation and said, I'd like to come out. And you said no. And I'm very thankful for that.
You're listening to VFN Radio, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
I'm Greg Lancaster. Joining me is Pat and John. We have got to stay focused, not lose our focus on the persecuted church, those that are Christians that are standing up for God, like Pastor Saeed right now. Listen to CBN News reports what they're doing to him as we speak. This is Pastor Saeed in Iran, who we just spoke about, and how our leaders are standing up for Iran, saying don't lift the sanctions. Listen.
An American pastor imprisoned in Iran is said to be facing life-threatening conditions after a recent prison transfer. The American Center for Law and Justice reports Saeed Abedini has been moved to Rajeh Sher Shah prison, known to be even more dangerous than Evin prison, where he was being jailed. According to the ACLJ, Pastor Saeed is in a ward with men convicted for things like rape and murder. Family members tried to visit the pastor today, but were told he is not allowed to have visitors in this new prison. And for more information on how you can help push for Pastor Saeed's release, visit our website, cbnnews.com.
This is so important because of this is the body of Christ.
Yeah.
This is the arm of Jesus. This is the right ear of Jesus. This is whatever you did to the least of these of mine. Mm. Whatever you did to the least of these of mine. Whatever you've done to the least of these of mine, you've done it to me.
Mm-hmm.
And if we do not stand up for Pastor Saeed, if we do not stand up for him, and you can do that when you go to Jay Sekulow's ACLJ.
Mm-hmm.
And you can go to VFNTV.com and click on links. You'll actually see right there where you can stand up for Pastor Saeed, because it actually was Jay's son who stood up and said, listen, we've got to confront this. Mm-hmm. We've got to confront this. And they're actually representing, from my understanding, they're representing him in the context of this and saying, listen, we've got to do something about this. And if we sit quietly back while this whole storm is being brought around us, this vast army is being mm-hmm. brought around, just like we heard this Jewish German speak about, who has the newspaper called the Jewish Voice from Israel, from Germany. And the context of that is that this is what Lucifer would love to do, is to persecute American Christian That's Americans right. and Jews. And you have to understand, we have to stand up.
Mm-hmm.
God's people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge. And if we don't stand up for Pastor Saeed today, we will be Pastor Saeed tomorrow.
That's right.
That's what it boils
Believe
down to.
That.
And one way to do that is the Voice of Martyrs, being able to stand up and go to the Voice of Martyrs, which we'll make that available also under links. But go to Operation Blessing, Christian Broadcasting Network. Go to CBN, go to American Center for Law and Justice, which is Jay Sekulow and his son. I'm sorry about not being able to bring up his son right now, but when you think about what's taking place right this very moment, we need to be able to stand up and say, you know what, we've got to intervene. And one way you can do that is call your congressman person, call your senator, representative, senator, and to say, tell the president to stand up.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Don't be silent. And what's happening the whole time this is going on, they're creating other laws that are totally against God.
Yeah.
And one of those laws, this, and I don't have it in front of me, but remember the what the Lord spoke to us and what the Lord spoke to Jonathan in regards to what the times and the seasons mm-hmm. they were in and how this whole thing is being fashioned against JJ, mm-hmm. you know, the Jews and Jesus. And the very same week, God began to speak to Brett Holderbaum up in Colorado and showed him the very same thing. But the interesting thing that God showed Brett was that our Air Force was under attack.
Mm.
Our Air Force was under attack. And it's interesting, the same week that the Air Force removed God from their pledge, the same week that they said they wanted to remove God from their pledge, because you had it was a standard pledge that they would take
mm-hmm.
in regards that there's this is about us. This is the right. character of somebody in the Air Force, and it ends with, I believe, so help me God. And they wanted that. They totally, the week they removed it, God spoke to Brett, showing him that the very Air Force was under attack by some red aircraft.
Wow.
The very same week.
Wow.
This is like, you know, and the only reason, if you're not watching this or seeing this, the enemy's got you focused on darkness, got you focused on self, got you focused on stuff and things and not God.
Mm-hmm.
And you got to turn back to God. This is so obvious. This is so obvious that if you can't see it, you need to get saved. You need to turn to God. You need to realize you're in a place that you shouldn't be in. But this is the week that they removed God from their pledge, because it used to be mandatory. If you were going to be an Air Force, I believe, officer, you had to take this pledge. And it's a character pledge, you know, person of character. And you probably can see it on the related articles. Wow. Then God shows a man of God, a prophet, shows Brett Holderbaum, all of a sudden, in the air was the American Air Force, and it was under attack now.
Wow.
It wasn't normally, because America's jets were normally coming after someone,
mm-hmm.
or red jets were coming after our Air Force.
Mm.
By the way, simultaneously, while that was going on, while everybody's looking in the sky and watching what's happening, the church was being persecuted.
Wow.
While they were looking, everybody's looking at the right hand, the left hand was, okay, let's go get the Christians.
Mm-hmm.
Well, in the same token, it was the U.S. Army. Was actually targeting Christians as a hate group.
Well, they were saying very specifically that your job is to defend the Constitution from enemies foreign. But they said, oh, by the way, here's a domestic enemy. It's called conservative Christians.
Mm.
And you can see more about that on the VFN Torch. But now here you go in the context of that. The same week they removed God. And at the same week God was sharing what was going to happen in the context of, if we go to keep on going this direction, which we can turn at any moment and get, is America under judgment? But you can get it right now. Just get it for an offering of any amount. Go to VFNTV.com. It's on the front page, special offer. Go for it. Get it. That even in our schools, immediately they're going to begin to gather and round up Christians in the schools. You have to understand, you're light.
Mm.
You're light. And this is what the church has totally forgotten as the church is walking in darkness, that Jesus came as the light of the world. And amidst all this darkness, Isaiah chapter 60, verse 1 through 3, he says, arise, shine, for your light has come. He says, the world is covered in darkness,
mm-hmm.
and thick darkness is over mankind. But the light of the world, Jesus himself, left the splendors of heaven. Light himself left heaven and came upon in the midst of all this darkness. To walk, to feel what it was like to walk in darkness without any darkness being on him or in him, to fill our infirmities. But then that light is the life of men. So when you make Jesus Christ the Lord of your life, that light That life of God comes inside of you, and whether you like it or not, you are standing out. You are light in the midst of Lucifer's darkness, and you can't hide that light.
Mm-hmm.
You can deny it, but you cannot hide it. And so you got to make up your mind, am I going to be the light of the world? The thing about it is, the enemy's convinced you, if you shine your light, if you stand up and be the light of the world, if you just quit hiding who you are in God and stand up, that you're going to be persecuted. Let me tell you your future outside if you do not hide, if you do continue to hide.
Yeah.
Or not if you deny. I'm not talking about if you deny, it's over for you. I mean, unless you repent. Mm-hmm. But I'm talking about somebody who's hiding their light. You're terrified, you're scared to even bring up Jesus' name at the workplace, like that lawyer. You know, it's like all this secret stuff with God, and it's like, no, go back in there and tell them you know Jesus. And so what you're going to see is the very thing that you fear is going to come upon you.
Mm.
The thing you thought you were preventing by not bringing Jesus up, what happened is now Lucifer is totally, his darkness is beginning to take over and fill those voided areas. And by the way, he hates you, and he hates the Jews, and he hates all mankind because you're created in the image and the likeness of the one who cast them out of heaven. And so what you want to do is do what Jesus said. He said, be the light of the world. So understand this. Fall back in love. And we're going to make available to you soon. You can get it at the VFN TV store. Arise, shine, for your light has come. We are called to be children of the day. And no matter what, every time you show up, even if it's in a dark place, guess what? It just became day where you're at.
Mm.
And the only way that Lucifer can get rid of you and his followers is to take you and persecute you and do away with you and lock you up like Pastor Saeed.
Mm-hmm.
Pastor Saeed is the light now in this prison. And I just believe right now that people are going to get saved in that prison in Iran because the light showed up just like Paul. But it's time. If we don't stand up now, understand the very thing that you're fearing that's keeping you from standing up is going to come upon you, America.
Don't forget to visit our sponsors today at VFNTV.com. Phone numbers, web addresses, get in contact with them. We also have maps available for you. If you're in New Jersey, go visit Yolanda's Cocina Cubana. All of your Cuban delicious meals. Oh my goodness. Try some for me. Also, in Mobile, Alabama, Brunson Air and Heating. They specialize, especially this time, on service packages. These guys are awesome. They've got 7 trucks. They're ready to roll. And if you're in Pensacola, go to Taqueria Olguis. Authentic Mexican food. Listen, they drive all the way from Mobile to come on the Gulf Coast in Pensacola to have some authentic Mexican food. Visit our sponsors today, VFNTV.com.
You've been listening to VFN Radio. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and we're so glad that you joined us. Don't forget you can catch us at VFNTV.com on your mobile applications. You can download it at VFNTV.com. Go to your Apple apps, your Android apps, and all those wonderful apps. We enjoyed our time together. And don't forget, 24/7 on VFN Radio. God bless.